This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. We hear a little bit of Faith there from George Michael, which started a four-week run at number one on the charts on this day back in 1987. Top-selling single in the U.S. in 1988, but it was number one on this day in 1987. Faith from George Michael. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Julie Gunlock with us, director of the Independent Women's Forum's Center for Progress and Innovation, author of the book From Cupcakes to Chemicals, and a brand new post over at IWF.org on school lunches that we'll talk about. Julie, welcome back on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Well, thank you. I'm feeling a little old. I had no idea that song came out in the 80s. My goodness, I remember when that song came out.
Yeah, 31 years ago it was hit number one. So yeah. This is the only downside about doing this music segment each morning is that it makes me feel old, and I got to listen to all these songs throughout the morning.
Well, I'm trying to introduce my children to some oldie movies that I loved, and
yeah.
They complain that they look too old-fashioned. So I have those moments too.
Yeah, but you know, I think they'll appreciate them eventually. I did. I mean, as a kid, I didn't want to watch, you know, Holiday Inn and White Christmas, but now it's Singing in the Rain. But now I love them. I mean, they're classics.
Yes.
So, Julie, your piece up at the Independent Women's Forum. Man, this has gone. This is 8 years now, I guess. Talk about feeling old. When Michelle Obama and the school lunch standards that she championed were put in place, and directly after that, we saw all those reports about food waste and students not eating lunch, and these pictures on social media with these disgusting school lunches. We have some changes taking place now.
Yeah, so of course this is being cast by the media as, Trump bringing back junk food. You know, he's a sort of McDonald's lover himself. They're bringing back junk food. We're going to see episodes like ketchup is a vegetable. Again, this is nothing of the sort. What they're doing, and this is, of course, what liberals hate, is that they're giving more control to the local, essentially the local lunch lady. What happened during Michelle Obama's reforms in 2010 is everything became federalized. So you had the USDA putting much more pressure on local lunch administrators, sort of school nutrition administrators, to cut out all fat, meaning butter, to cut out all fat in milk, so there wasn't even low fat. I'm not a big fan of skim milk, and I know that, you know, hey, it's great to cut some fat out of your diet. I can't stand skim milk. Imagine what a six-year-old feels like.
Right.
They don't, and there's nothing wrong with getting a small amount of fat in your diet. I am a mother of three boys. They have vegetables every night, and I usually put a little butter and salt on whatever vegetable I've made for them, and it enhances the flavor. It makes it better. I mean, you don't have to be a chef. You don't have to have a PhD in nutrition or child psychology to understand that kids like things that taste good, just like adults. And you mentioned that these grim sort of, I always said, like, sort of Dickensian meals that were coming out as gruel, you know, coming out of the school. It was true. It was very organically by kids. It was a picture of the horrible meal, and thanks Michelle Obama. So we needed these reforms. We needed to give the locals a little bit more flexibility. And I know I'm going on, but one other example is because of the 100% of grains have to be whole grains, you had certain areas like the South where they couldn't put biscuits on the menu. Biscuits are very normal in the South. In the Southwest, tortillas, the kids did not like the whole wheat tortillas. Heck, I don't like whole wheat tortillas. And so it also allows to accommodate the diverse taste. And shouldn't liberals be celebrating that? Shouldn't we be saying, hey, we want these kids to get the food they get at home? So these are real improvements. People need not worry too much that, you know, food suddenly is going to become unhealthy. It wasn't that great to begin with. And again, what we were facing was either eating bad food, supposedly before Michelle Obama's reforms, which it wasn't that bad, we were eating no food. So we had either kids eating gross food or not eating at all. So now, hopefully, we've hit a middle ground where kids will actually eat the healthier food that's being offered.
We just need to rebrand this. You know, my mouth, my choice. That's what that's the rallying cry. One of the frustrations, Julie, as you point out in the piece, is how this is being covered by the Post and NPR and elsewhere. Look, Michelle Obama and those were requirements. These are simply what's happening now is simply relaxing standards. They are allowing people to do it if they wish.
Right, exactly. If a school nutrition director says, "Hey, I'm not changing anything. We are going to eat that. I'm going to make those kids eat those whole ordeals until they like them," they can do that. What it does is just relaxes them. Now, there are still some requirements. You are still required to make 50% of grains. Whole grains. And look, I go to my kid's school. I'm not one of those crazy moms who goes every week, but I go every once in a while, and I see what comes out on these trays. These school cafeteria workers are doing their best. But, you know, maybe pizza with whole wheat crust will go over better than a whole wheat tortilla. So it allows them to kind of switch it out. They can offer a flour tortilla some days. They can offer whole wheat pizza crust. Maybe brown rice, maybe. Yeah, so it allows them to have more flexibility, and that is good. When you're feeding picky kids, it's tough, and not having flexibility makes it very, very difficult. But it's also important, what isn't being reported in the news is that guess who is endorsing Trump's changes? The School Nutrition Association, the very people who are on the ground, they represent 50,000 cafeteria professionals. These are the people who are in the kitchen every day trying to feed these kids, and they're endorsing it. And these people know nutrition. They know kids. They want to provide healthy meals. So that, of course, that little nugget of information is being buried in these stories.
Julie Gundlach, IWF.org. Look for School Lunches. Still healthy, better tasting. Julie, go back and listen to your George Michael album, and you'll be back again soon, I know.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. That's Julie Gundlach from the Independent Women's Forum. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.